Supporting employees and apprentices for over 40 years. Crucial moment for New Farm Australian through and through.
I'll go with that one. I'm going to go with Maurice Rioli Jr. I loved his second quarter. He kicked two goals and he was also involved in another one. That was a quarter of the second where they kicked five as a team, the Tigers, and it put it out to a 26-point margin. So that was crucial in regards to setting up this game.
That was the second term where they kicked five goals to two. Safety Steel Shed stats. The player power rankings, I'll take these for Red Energy, owned by Snowy Hydro, a renewable energy leader. Parrish had 142 ranking points. Mason Redman, 137. We'll put a pin in that and head down to the rooms. Toby Nankervis being good enough to join us for a couple of minutes, the co-captain of the Tigers. Toby, congratulations. It was an important win to get. You knew Essendon would come and give as physical an account of themselves as they possibly could after the week that they endured. They certainly did, but you're able to withstand it and get your eighth Dreamtime win in a row against them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We knew they were going to come out, and generally these sort of Dreamtime sort of games, a bit like finals, so they're a bit scrappy, and we know the contest is going to be really important for us, and it was good to grind out the win in the end.
Nank, I thought you played a superb game, and I loved a little bit of spice in the game, a little bit of feeling, got the crowd involved, and you guys ultimately come out on top. But what did you feel? And you know, sometimes it's difficult immediately after a game, but what did you think worked really well for you guys tonight to get a comfortable victory?
Yeah, absolutely. I think their contest work was unbelievable, and around clearances and centre bounce in particular, I thought they probably had ascendancy there for 2.5, 3 quarters. So I was really proud of the way the boys fought out in that area. And it was a really tough game. I think the scoreboard probably doesn't do it enough there justice for how close the game really was.
And Nank, I really like the game of Daniel Rioli across the halfback flank. His running carry and ability to drive the ball forward. Is that a big focus for you guys throughout the season? Is that run and dash and trying to get the ball moving quickly inside 50?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Daniel's been absolutely unbelievable this year. I think not only his offensive ball movement and his skills, but the way he's defending as well. And I think when you've got blokes like Daniel Rioli, Liam Baker, those sort of guys who have so much speed and craft, I think it's great for our team to get in their hands and go quick.
Nank, what did you feel of the balance between beautiful passages of play and also just the stuff that looks like you make up? And it's a bit manic, but you just surge that ball forward. Do you stand here right now thinking that's a good balance and that's pretty much how we play our football, a combination of both?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a little bit slippery out there tonight, but I think when we're at our best, generally, we have a lot of them passages of play. It's not perfect or not pretty, but we sort of get the ball going forward and it invites our pressure and our really good ball users to their strengths.
Nank, I've still got chills from what I watched during the war dance at the start. I mean, Essendon did theirs, and then you as a Richmond team, so you had your Indigenous players who were part of the war dance, and then the rest of you formed that circle around them. That was an incredibly special moment. How did that feel to be in that moment, in this occasion? It's not just a game. This is a celebration. It's an education. It's one of the most important rounds and games of the year. What was that moment like?
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, and this whole week. I'm so proud of the footy club and what they do, and I got chills as well, to be honest. And I'm just so proud and so grateful to be at a footy club that cares so much. It was amazing to the crowd, and hopefully everyone at home had the same feeling.
To be back at the MCG last couple of years has been in Darwin, which was really special, at Perth, which was as well, and it showed up brilliantly in that game. But to be back at Dreamtime at the G in front of 70,000, but more importantly, well, just as importantly from a season point of view, this game has such a bigger importance from a societal and cultural point of view. But you go 6-4 now, and there's a bit of a look about you guys at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, it's probably more than a game tonight. It's a great event for the AFL and put on, and I'm so proud Richmond get so far behind it. And yeah, in terms of how our season's shaping, I think we're getting towards some of our better footy, but yeah, it gets no easier next week placing Sydney at the SCG before the bye. So yeah, we'll enjoy this for tonight and move on pretty quickly and get ready to have a go next week.
How much more improvement does this group have in front of you, Nank? Like, we've looked at you guys, and we always compare you at your very best going back a couple of years. Where you sit right now, you're in a great position to launch your season for the back half. How much more upside can this group bring?
Yeah, it's a good point there. To be honest, I don't really know, but I think we've got so much growth in the way we're playing. I think we're leaving a lot of goals out there at the moment, and I think a lot of guys are really growing. Each week they're getting better and better. So I think that with that and our system getting better every week, I think we've got a lot of improvement left in us.
Hey, Toby, thanks so much for giving me some time on AFL Nation. Congratulations on the win. 6-4 for the year now, but this game is, as we've said a few times, it's more than just a game. It is an event. It's very special to the club and to the two clubs involved, and you both put this game up in light so brilliantly and so beautifully. So I know the win will mean just that little bit more. Go and enjoy it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Toby Nankervis.